AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The local channel of Iranian state television reported that a U.S. fighter pilot ejected from their aircraft over southwestern Iran. The anchor on the channel read the following announcement, quote, "If you capture the enemy pilot or pilots alive and hand them over to the police, you will receive a precious prize." The channel provided no other immediate details. U.S. Central Command, the Pentagon, and White House did not immediately respond to requests for comment. In another reversal, President Trump is expressing interest in the U.S. keeping the Strait of Hormuz open. In a post on social media today, the president said, quote, "With a little more time, we can easily open the Hormuz Strait, take the oil, and make a fortune." Just days ago, the president said ensuring safe shipping through the vital waterway was not for us, and instead lashed out at other nations, including U.S. allies, for not stepping in to police the strait from Iranian attacks on vessels. Trump is also calling for a $1.5 trillion boost in defense spending alongside cuts in domestic spending. Trump's plans for the Pentagon were confirmed in a White House outline of Trump's 2027 budget proposal released today. In other news, AP correspondent Donna Ward reports on the latest unemployment numbers.
The Labor Department is reporting a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs that were created in March, a rebound from a dismal February. The unemployment rate for March dropped to 4.3%. Companies have been reluctant to hire because of higher interest rates, uncertainty over President Donald Trump's policies, and not knowing how artificial intelligence will affect their businesses. Most economists say the impact of the Iran war and higher energy prices are probably not fully reflected in last month's numbers. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. U.S. markets trading are closed for the Good Friday holiday. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a 100% tariff that could hit some patented drugs this year.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that could slap long-threatened pharmaceutical tariffs of up to 100% on some patented drugs from companies that do not reach deals with his administration in the coming months. Companies that have signed a most favored nation pricing deal and are actively building facilities in the U.S. to onshore production of patented pharmaceuticals and their ingredients will have a 0% tariff. Companies that do not have a pricing deal but are building such projects in the U.S. have a 20% tariff that will increase to 100% in 4 years. Trump also rolled out an update to his 50% tariffs on imported steel, aluminum, and copper. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.